This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A handful of Republican senators joined their Democratic colleagues Thursday to pass a resolution calling on U.S. President Trump to terminate the use of U.S. armed forces for hostilities against Iran, unless those actions are actually authorized by Congress. The U.S. Senate passed the bipartisan War Powers Resolution by a vote of 55-45. Mr. Trump is expected to veto that measure, arguing it would be dangerous to limit his war-making power. Attorney General William Barr says that President Trump has to stop his tweets about the Justice Department. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Attorney General William Barr tells ABC's Pierre Thomas,
I think it's time to stop the tweeting about Department of Justice criminal cases.
Barr says Trump's tweets have done real damage.
People in the department, our men and women here, about cases pending in the department, and about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
The ABC interview comes after Barr overruled his own prosecutors who recommended Trump's longtime confidant Roger Stone be sentenced to 7 to 9 years in prison, and then he took the extraordinary step of lowering the amount while not offering an amended number. Barr is scheduled to testify to Congress at the end of next month. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United States says that it has intercepted a shipment of Iranian-made weapons, apparently headed for Houthi rebels in Yemen. U.S. Central Command announced the seizure on Thursday, 4 days after sailors with the USS Normandy boarded a ship in the Arabian Sea and found the secret cache. The weapon shipments include 150 anti-tank guided missiles described by U.S. officials as the Iranian versions of Russia's Hornet anti-tank missiles. This is VOA News.